happening? Yeah, we in. We here. Who is it? Who you want? Who want it? Feel high. About time. Oh, man. You gotta take your little pictures. Ah, yes. I'm sitting over here, rubbers on the hottest leg. Yeah. It's a little hottie behind me.
If that was ever a candidate for the hot grits in the face, you, my friend, deserve the hot grits in the face.
Nobody in this house will be playing grit ball. people
in the house.
Family.
Guess who's Bazak?
You thought we were gone, didn't you?
Psych
a boo boo.
Life tried to get us, though. Life did do that.
COVID.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, today was a good day.
Any day above ground is a good day. Any day above ground is a good day. No matter how bad of a day you're having.
I got you.
Back to the shenanigans.
Yeah. Very good bumper sticker material you just gave
all
the listeners.
I'm going to get that copyrighted and put on a shirt.
I don't think you can get that copyrighted. Seeing this out, I'm sure you're not the first person to say that.
I said it first.
That's a nice thought, though.
I said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies. And gentlemen,
and let it play low in the background. We're gonna let it breathe out.
Welcome back to the Flawed Logic Podcast. I am Clarky Kent with my main man, my ace boom coon, my brother.
Hey,
what's your name, man?
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, that was.
Hi.
Man, who messes up that cue?
How you know guys?
I had the little radio voice and everything going
me.
On. Slobbing out of the mouth. Go ahead.
It's me.
Holding the chin.
It's me. I'm back. New year, old me. Been a little while, so man, bear with me. Well, bear with us.
Speak for yourself.
Bear with me.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to be as civilized as possible.
Well, that doesn't sound much like us.
I'm going to try to be as considerate. I can't even say that. Yeah. It don't even sound right.
Like, who are you? Okay.
2 years, power. We just got a few things, man. We missed a lot. We've been keeping up with stuff. We missed a lot. Missed a lot to talk about, but we missed a lot telling you. A lot has happened in this hiatus.
It has. Sometimes life gets in the way, but a passion is a passion, and it's something we working our way back into. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been missing us, ladies and gentlemen, if you still feel like rocking with us, stay tuned, because we are back. You know, by popular demand and by our own demand. So what's up?
Been a crazy couple of years.
You know it, don't you?
I'm talking about crazy couple of years.
It has. And there's so much crazy about
it.
Man.
People have died. Lots and lots of people have died. Lots of people have been sick. Lots of white people have lost their minds. We been talking about them losing their mind though since Orange Man was in office.
And the remnants of Orange Man, right? The aftermath of Orange Man, the chaos he left behind is proven to be just as or even at points more terrible.
So we got a few topics. They're gonna be kind of COVID related. I know we are probably everybody's COVID fatigue.
And you hit it right on the head.
Everybody's
COVID fatigue. I know I'm COVID fatigue. I'm sure be pleasing, right. Extreme COVID fatigue. And ladies and gentlemen, Clarke Kent is a pretty hefty fella, so I don't really get down with the mask, man. I do the best as I can, you know. I am fully vaccinated. You fully vaccinated? Right, all three shots?
Three shots.
Right.
And that's all shots. I'm getting.
And so, you know, if this doesn't work and keep me out of a grave from COVID, then, you know, it was just my turn to go home. But, ladies and gentlemen, we do encourage you to go out, get those shots, right? Adhere to the rules. Do the best you can to follow the mask thing. I know we all going to come and fall short with that, but at least if you vaccinated, right? Right?
You stand a chance of not dying or going to the hospital.
Right.
But that I've been sick of the past 2 years, or it seems like everybody have gotten their financial advisor's license over the internet. Everybody have now become medical doctors, herbal specialists.
Oh yeah.
In these past 2 years.
Fitness trainers.
Yeah, fitness trainers, herbal specialists. Dr. Fassi, what is he?
Immunologist?
I don't know. A doctor that know about viruses. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody had become an expert on the immune system. Everybody selling sea moss. Everybody's doing hair. Everybody is business experts and they can give you business advice.
It's a virologist. That's the word.
Virologist.
Yeah. Okay. So we can keep it, you know. If we're going to mention something, you know, we want to make sure we use the proper terminology.
I trust sticking my hand in a hornet nest than I trust some of you people with these newfound careers. Let me throw that out there. I trust Donald Trump's hair more than I trust some of y'all. I'm gonna stick with the experts.
But along with that, may I piggyback off that?
Yeah.
Because I got a real sick of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll tell you what I'm sick of, and this is what I've been noticing over the past 2 years that is really grinding my gears. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not want to get vaccinated, and it's not because of a medical condition or something of that nature, I understand those individuals, but the percentage of individuals who absolutely can't get the vaccine is not as large as the percentage of individuals who just refuse to do it because, like B Pleaser just stated, you know, you've been on the internet and now you're a bootleg virologist, okay? So those, I'm speaking purely to those individuals. If you got on the internet and you decided that all of a sudden you knew more than medical professionals about coronavirus, and that you're not getting the vaccine because you just don't want it, don't take your ass to no hospital using up all the antibodies. I want you to stick to your guns. If you've been sitting at home for 2 years watching all these numbers go by, watching your family, watching your friends, watching colleagues and people all around you get sick from coronavirus, and you sitting there in your basement, right? And you under the impression that coronavirus is fake, stay your ass at home when you get sick. Don't kick your ass in no hospital, using up all the medical personnel, taking up floors of the hospital for people with real medical needs. We got people dying now because they can't get in the hospital bed because your corona infected ass would not go take the vaccine. Because your corona infected ass would not sit there and decided that masks, right, weren't necessary. That's what really grinds my gears. Stay at home. It's okay. You have the right not to get the vaccine. That's your right. That's your body. But don't run to the hospital crying about you sick and you need help. I want you to treat yourself at home just like you treated yourself and immunized yourself at the crib. I want you to stay at home with that coronavirus. That's all. Stay at home now.
And piggyback off you. It's a couple things gonna be repeated, but in my way. You play stupid games, you will win a stupid prize. That's all I'm saying on that.
I'm gonna say that again, man. Now that is profound. That's like some, you know, Socrates, Plato, all wrapped into one.
You play a stupid game.
That is.
You will win a stupid prize. This virus is real. I said in the previous episode, somebody got an answer for this. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to answer for this. I want a head to roll. But until then, need to be safe. Need to be safe, man. Y'all be safe. And try to stay away from foolish people, man. Just foolish ass people during this pandemic. That we come to Sarah Palin, former Alaska governor.
The COVID queen of Alaska.
The COVID queen of Alaska. She is unvaccinated, which is, that's her right. She tested positive for coronavirus. She dined at a New York restaurant Wednesday night. She dined at a restaurant.
So she's out in public.
Positive.
Unvaccinated.
Yes.
And positive for COVID.
Dined at a restaurant. Positive and unvaccinated.
So highly contagious. A walking right. bomb. She like a walking
so
bomb.
So this restaurant is Upper East Side, New York. Elo's. Say they facing blowback. She died indoors in violation of the city's dining mandate for people to show. So you got to show proof of vaccination.
Oh,
to
go out,
to
in
go out of New York.
Oh, that's kind of dope. So if
you got to show proof of vaccination
You carry your COVID vaccination card just like you do your
license.
Driver license.
So you got to dine out of New York, you have to show your proof that you're vaccinated. Kyrie facing they call, he can't play.
Right, he can't play home games. Gotcha. So, I mean, that's a whole nother.
I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to go through this whole argument, but she should be locked the hell up.
I mean,
that's basically you knowingly spreading a disease or something. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to say that's a statute. Don't quote me on that, people. But, you know, that's just like when people were contracting HIV, right? and knowingly giving it to other people. That's, I want to say they can be charged with either reckless endangerment, assault, or attempted murder in some cases. But that's pretty rough, man, to think that it's individual. And it's not just her, right? She's just a public figure that we
they
use
saying,
in context.
Before Trump and Biden had
that's true.
The debate that he
that's
was
true.
He tested positive also,
and we know he was really sick. If you had to get airlifted to the hospital and get a special antibody treatment, you know that's only accessible to you. Come on now, you in bad business. But I mean, situations like that aren't the only situations that are going on, you know, with this COVID mess.
Man, Jet, man. I don't know, man. It just, people, them, I'm just going to refer to those as them.
Them.
I'm sick of them. I don't know. I'm trying to.
What are you trying to be PG about? What you saying? I'm confused.
I'm sick of them. Crazy ass white folks. It ain't just them. It's a bunch of us.
Jesse crazy.
It's a bunch of us, Jesse. Jesse crazy. It's them. Man, if you sick, man, I've been preaching this since before COVID vibe without COVID without. Man, if you sick, man, stay at home.
You are healthy, so that makes sense.
You sick, stay at home. These ladies, they just make this a political issue.
It is.
It shouldn't be a political issue. A virus should not be a political issue.
But it is if I can use that fear, right? I can use it in two different ways, right? Fear of the actual disease can be profitable to me. And I can also use the fear of my individual liberties, right? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Medical treatments, right? Right? Think about the meds and the hospital stays.
Money.
All about money, man.
All about money.
All of it.
Money.
I can use every aspect. I can use it to get elected, right? Depending on what side of the coin you're
from. You ain't talking about civil liberties, man. They can't force you to get a vaccine, but you got all the other vaccines.
Listen, man. You had to get vaccinated before you go to school. You know, depending on if you're flying out of the country, you got to have a certain vaccine.
So,
it's just, look, man, there's no rhyme or reason to how people are thinking. It's just the sheer fact that Americans are so spoiled, right? We as Americans are spoiled to the point where we feel like nobody can tell us what to do. Even if it's for our own good, we feel like somebody's trying to control us, which makes absolutely no sense in this case.
You had your ass in another country with that bullshit.
But it is what it is. What I'm worried about,
they take Australia. That tennis player, I can't pronounce the name, but he's a pretty good tennis player. Thank you,
Roger Federer.
He.
I think it's Federer.
Man, I look it up, but see, they wouldn't even let him in the country to compete at the Australian Open because he's not vaccinated. He tried to get a medical exception because he had COVID. So he's saying that you had antibodies once you have contracted COVID, but Australia. You have to be vaccinated there.
Right.
You gotta be. They ain't let your ass in country. They said no mail. I think they had the lowest numbers.
Right.
a code out of it, out of all the countries in the world.
Right.
Everybody don't bring your town, bring your sick ass over here.
Don't come here with that.
Don't come on here with that book. They basically said, like we tell somebody when we have we finna have a get together at the house, and your partner calls and man, I got such and such with me, and we know such and such be with the shit,
right?
Like, man, don't bring that bullshit over here. Tell such and such, don't bring that bullshit over here. That's basically what Australia's saying. But us, we I'm American and I'm on the land of the free. Home of the brave. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. I'm just as sick of COVID as the next man.
I promise.
Very sick of it.
I promise.
But.
And I hate masks. Hate them.
I hate them.
I hate them.
I hate hiding my beautiful face.
Whoa.
I hate.
Now it's stretched out there a long way.
I hate having my beautiful, handsome face. My beard be all sideways up on them N95.
Okay.
I wasn't wearing on N95. I done started wearing a reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where Clarky Kent gets off the boat.
Need to see me. Sickle mad.
Beautiful.
They be hot. I damn near can't tell who nobody is. A
beautiful mess.
Shut up, boy.
Hey, can't do what.
Sick of that.
It's almost Black History Month. All right. So, outside of crazy politicians, right, trying to infect the great city of New York, what about this guy, right, running around maskless, spitting and yelling at middle schoolers? Now that's the real crazy side of this. We got a grown white man running around maskless.
This is it. Hold on.
Spitting and yelling at middle schoolers.
Parents tell us they don't want to call.
This is, it happened in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? He hollered, man, stay scared, keep your mask on. It don't worry. He hollered at some children. He at the middle school messing with some kids. First of all, I'm going to send a warning out to anybody if you're listening. My 2-year-old asked for his mask when we get ready to go somewhere. We tell my oldest to put a mask on. I catch wind of anybody. Matter of fact, it ain't just mine. If anyone you joke around here in this area, go to one of these schools. Fucking with these children about these mad, you gonna see me. They tell you not. I'm gonna holler at you about it.
You better believe it.
Leave damn children alone. Leave people alone. You don't wanna wear no mask, don't put your mask on.
That's fine.
It's fine.
But leave the children.
Just leave people alone, period. You don't have to wear your mask. This dude got a shirt on saying your mask makes you look stupid. You out here cussing at these children, talking at these children, spewing your damn germs over these children makes you look stupid.
And then you'll be upset if the kids react in a negative way.
And once again, you say they ain't got no respect for them, their elders. I'm telling you not, do not mess with none of these children in Cajoma County. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Right.
Leave each other alone.
Leave each other
we
alone.
Gonna beat your ass. I'm telling you
right,
right.
Right, you got it coming.
You gonna get your medicine now.
You got it coming now. Now that, you know, you risk prosecution.
Leave each other alone.
Don't do it.
Leave people alone. But we ain't really had that problem right here.
No, we haven't. We haven't. Now, we have a lot of non-mask wearing, but we haven't had any crazies running up to people saying crazy stuff. You know, it's hard enough to get kids on the right track, and then when you get them on the right track, and then you got yahoos like this, you know, running up and spitting and carrying out, man, you know, what kind of example are you setting for the kids, and then how dangerous is that? Because I could only imagine. I don't have to be a parent. I'm a teacher. I love all my kids, and if I catch you trying to mistreat them in any way, especially something like that, it's going down, and they can be what they need to be.
We're going to beat your ass. We're going to do something to you.
You know, but
people too nice to them. They pull your phone out, record them. You're trying to show, ooh, look what they doing. They got films of police killing folk for nothing, and police getting off. What people have been getting fired. If it gets to the right people.
Right. That's true.
No. Not pulling my phone out. Record nothing. I'm going to smack your ass. Whoever else got the phone, other got the phone, they going to catch me smacking your teeth out your mouth. Leave people alone. Don't let your former president get your ass whooped. Well, I guarantee he vaccinated. He vaccinated.
Tucker Carlson, all of them.
Vaccinated. They had to get vaccinated to work at that studio. Everybody at Fox News had to be vaccinated. But you listen to them. They vaccinated. We're not trying to push this on nobody.
Yeah. Your representatives in your states.
Vaccinated.
I don't care what lie they telling you. It's a government mandate.
You're vaccinated.
Look it up.
You're vaccinated.
But I mean, bro, that's not these Republicans going wild, man. Speaking of Tucker Carlson, Fox News, speaking of these representatives and senators, man, I mean, it is like Republicans gone wild. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Manchin in cinema.
I never thought that in our lifetime we would see like Jim Crow reimagined. You know what I'm saying?
Hold it. Don't go too fast.
Yeah.
Joe Manchin in cinema, Democrats, Dino, they said Democrats in name only. One thing I respect about the Republicans, they might not agree with everything, but they gonna stick together.
Yeah.
They gonna stick together.
Yeah, but I'll say this too though, man. It's dangerous in that. You know, I guess you could say you admire how they ride with whatever.
They still
but know. I don't want representative that ride with whatever the fuck they say.
What Joe Manchin is cinema doing?
I mean, their problem is they not ride with what's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you know, they not riding with what makes sense.
Joe Biden, you gonna be a one term president?
You know that.
Better get with it. And putting a black woman in the Supreme Court, that ain't gonna help your cause, brother.
Wait a minute now.
He talking about putting a black woman.
I mean, that's fine. But
no, I want him to do that.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But that ain't gonna help. He's still gonna be a one-term president. That's one of the promises that he's trying to keep. Yeah. But what about the other promises? That's all I'm saying. So if Joe Manchin and them gonna go against that, watch to see what I tell you. They don't go against it. And I will not waste my vote on you. All right, man. What I was saying is,
back, by the way.
We back. Well, I want to. I'm all for black woman in the Supreme Court. He has appointed a lot of black.
His cabinet is one of the most diverse ever.
Black, those judges in those circuit courts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Black, capable, qualified women.
Mm-hmm.
With common sense.
There you go. So I'm
Clan, Clan Tommy. What the man name?
Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clan Tommy gone somewhere by their bed.
They appointed for life.
They need term limits.
They do.
They need term limits. I say they should be chained out every 8 years.
I mean, we added an amendment to do the same for presidents. I mean,
they shouldn't be there for life.
You know, you had presidents like FDR.
They need term limits. Cause you got them same that you got a couple of them in there is
you don't get new voices, you don't get new interpretations of the Constitution, right? Supreme Court, their job in the checks and balances system, right? And their branch of government is the branch that is in charge of interpreting the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? To making sure that we pass just laws, just legislation based on what the language of the Constitution says. Well, if you keep the same people in there forever, how can we be sure that their interpretation changes with the time?
If they up on the time.
Right. You know, I mean, typically, older individuals have an older mindset. It's just the way it is. Right. Generationally, we develop different mindsets. But I want to go back to what you were saying, man, about being so tired that you just going to stop voting.
I never been sad I won't stop voting. I don't think I've been wasting my vote in this area because the people I vote for in these areas, let's say the House of Representatives and the Senate, they never win anyway, not in this state. I have been feeling like, well, I don't have a voice in this state no way, because the people I vote for never get in, except Congressman Bennett Thompson.
But does that mean you don't have a vote?
No, you just don't mean I have a voice.
I'm saying, you're right. Just because the person you voted for does not win, does that mean you don't have a voice? Because this is concerning to me. Because it's not just your sentiment. I hear that from a lot of people. And if we roll it up, man, and be like, man, hey, bro, we voted such and such in, and this, that, and the third didn't get done. Well, we can't control who other states vote in. You get what I'm saying? And the powers of the president are limited. Not to say it's not some things he need to push a little hard on. Y'all get you follow me? But we can't get that exhausted.
He trying to be
like we gonna roll up and just let them win.
He too cordial with these folk. I ain't finna be keep it by your ass to my house for dinner. I'll feed you, man. 6 months they been doing a dance with them two fuckers. Nothing. The filibuster ain't a law, it's just a fucking dumbass rule that was put in to way back, man, to stop legislation from going through to help us.
Doing reconstruction.
The motherfuckers stand up and talk for 2 hours about nothing.
And not only have to do that. Y'all had to do that. See, the filibuster was first designed. You had to stay. You had to stand there on the floor. You couldn't go to the bathroom. You couldn't go get nothing to eat. You had to stand. You whatever political party you're from, you had to stand up there at that podium, and you had to talk. That's why they call it filibuster. You see what I'm saying?
That's a fancy word for bullshit.
Yep. You had to stand up there and you had to talk for hours upon hours for hours. You couldn't have a substitute. You couldn't have a clerk. It had to be you. You had to be on your feet, standing at that podium, getting it in. You had to put a name to it. But now, it's not a unanimous vote. Anonymous vote. And all you had to do is send that in electronically. You see what I'm saying? So you don't even have the spirit of the filibuster that that Sinema and Manchin holding on to. But that's where it needs to happen, man. Our problem is everybody and their mama goes out there and votes for president. When the presidential election come up, it's on every TV. You watch a debate after debate after debate. But when these congressional seats come up or these senatorial seats come up, ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody pushing. Ain't no grassroots projects out here in these states, dog. And then when you have a Sinema, you have a Manchin, if those were Republicans and they weren't towing the line, their parties in their states would have censured them already. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, they censured Cheney when she spoke out against Trump.
Yep.
But the Democratic parties in these states, these party leaders in the states, aren't doing enough to put pressure on them to do what we want them to do. That's the problem.
Sound like they just holding a position.
They are.
Just for some power.
Trying to make as much money as they can while they're in it.
Well, the orange man ain't gonna end up back in office. They not finna indict him. He not finna get found guilty. He's not finna be convicted of anything. They may not finna convict that man. They just doggone show that going on. That man ain't studying that shit.
They just got like the impeachment.
That man ain't studying that going on.
Well, mainly it's because, you know, I don't know about the tax thing, but, you know, he sent his minions out to do the biz. Right? The Rudy Giuliani's, that other old crazy woman talking about the voting machines, you know what I'm saying, being from a different country and all the old counselors. You know what I'm saying? He sent them fools out there to do it, to drum up stuff. Right? The January 6th Commission. Same thing. He kept his hands off of it. It's almost like a mob boss, right? Like a Don, right? I mean, you can't time anything that you can convict him for any time, you know? And it's a cycle in America, dog. That's it. And that's what we got to fix. We can't hold anybody accountable.
Man, country was fine about crooks. The worst of the worst, they were kicked out of their country and sent over here. And she ain't gonna deal. Ain't gonna never stop. You just gonna have to. Until we stand up, say enough, really say enough is enough, and really mean it, and show that we mean it, it'll never stop.
But you gotta stop being tricked by the census, man. When the census comes out, numbers are skewed, right? The largest voting bloc, the largest racial demographic in the United States are people of mixed heritage. That means either they are black and Caucasian or Hispanic in this. That's why they keep adding different categories for you. On the census, right? Are you black? Are you black without, with Hispanic roots or not? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, they add these categories so they can continue to separate it so that the Caucasians, right, the whites, still look like the majority, man. But America is multiracial. It always has been. We just got to realize our voting power.
That's why they trying to outlaw abortion.
Jim Crow.
Because
Jim Crow.
Black people. A majority of black people do not believe in abortion. Hmm? Black folk not aborting, baby.
What do you get?
Then listen.
Oh, man, I ain't bad statistics.
Then listen to me. I ain't got no. Then listen to me.
How you gonna say most black people though?
Listen, they trying to ban. They're trying to ban abortion because it was a study done. They said, don't remember the year, but soon white people been finna be the minority. I think they are the ones getting an abortion. I'm just telling you, I ain't got nothing to do with religion or nothing. I think they the ones getting an abortion.
You remember when we had this?
I might get sniped out as I said. I think they are the ones getting an abortion. I think they get more abortion than we are. You know?
Okay.
I think they are.
All right.
They trying to preserve their race because they're gonna be the minority out the wild. Cause that's why they don't want immigrants coming over here. They won't get them held by becoming citizens. Them people have big families. That's why they talking about the border crisis. Folk have children.
What I'm saying is, remember we had that speaker for that convocation and the guy was talking about how we're not having as many kids as we used to.
Yeah.
And that our population, although it looks, sometimes we'll walk in the store and we'll see somebody running around with, eight kids, four, five, eight kids, but most of us not like that, right? You got two, I don't have any. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be 38, in March, and I'll have children, right? My sister's older than me, 4 years older than me, and she doesn't have any children. So most people are going into professional areas, and they just not popping babies, right? You don't see, husbands and wives with 13 kids anymore, like our grandparents and great-grandparents.
That could be the case. Because everything, the price of living is high, cost of living is higher than it was back then.
And education, right?
But
you want to spend more time getting your education, trying to get a high paying job and working hard. You ain't got time to sit in the house and have babies.
They could factor into it too. Right. That people not have babies. But you going to make somebody have a baby. Let's say they get raped. You gonna make them have a baby. Then they can't take care of the baby. You talk shit about them. They gotta get this. Where if I doing it? You know what I'm saying?
But see, to me, man,
this ain't got nothing to do with religion.
But to me, it's more about control. It's about control, narrative, and voting power. I get Roe v. Wade overturned, right? What is that energizes my base? You see what I'm saying? It shows that I can get X done. It's not even about the abortions. It's about the power of dictation. I'm going to dictate to women, right? Put women back in their place.
They're going to power a whole nother base then. Ain't finna be around here telling these women to be.
Right. I agree, but
yeah, I don't.
But
you don't got no beer telling no one would do their body no way.
I am in your corner.
I think there's a part of the other thing that what I said earlier. It probably sound like a conspiracy theory, but
and population control, right? Because think about it: who's more likely to have children out of accidentally or out of wedlock that may be looking for abortions, right? Impoverished people, right? Right? They're the ones that don't have typically have the opportunity to plan, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't trying to plan for a baby, right? They either struggling or they try trying to make it and still struggling. And bringing a baby into that situation leads them to those types of clinics. You know, I'm just saying my personal experience. People are students and they can't finish college if they do XYZ, right? I've even seen, you know, people with health conditions. You know, if they carry babies to term, you know what I'm saying? It could kill them.
Right. You taking them people's choice away.
What works for one doesn't work for all. You know? So I think it's more about power. It's about this illusion of superiority that they want to maintain as being the race. You know what I'm saying? Of being the political party with all the strength, all the power.
Y'all days know.
I hope so. But in order to do that, man, in order to do that, minorities got to get on the same page, right? Right. A large number of Latinos vote Republican. Asians, Republican. Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, minorities got to stick together if we want to change the narrative and change, if we want a government that represents us and looks like us. Well, you want to walk into the courtroom and see somebody from your area with the same diversity that you have, you got to vote that way. And then you got to put pressure on the people that you elect to do what they supposed to do.
But
we don't do that. We're not involved, man. We keep our head down and we go about our daily lives. And the whole time, they're bringing Jim Crow back. Segregation. In a minute, you get ready to vote. You got to go in there and guess how many bubbles on the bar of soap again. You might have to pay a tax to vote. If this voting act, this Voting Rights Act goes away, because that's where we started, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many pennies in this jar?
They tried to bring up these bull-jaw stat man. Talking about Moscow, Michigan, I said, oh, no, a lot of amount of African-Americans voted. He said some shit sounded crazy about he bringing up that voter suppression is not a real thing because a large number of minorities or African-American voters say something like 90-something% voted in the past election, so voter suppression ain't real. They trying to justify them saying that you can't bring nobody water
or
something to eat while they standing in line.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear motherfuckers telling me, well, they trying to force people to vote for. No, they not. They trying to intimidate people to vote for certain people. No, they not. No, they wasn't. No, they wouldn't.
But it's like,
I ain't motherfucker, them, from my dealing with them these past few years, what, 6 years, been 6 years from Trump in to now. Mm-hmm. They I don't know what they just living on a whole different, total different planet. You gonna lock me up cause I get somebody some water. You closing down vote places. You're not really paying.
Only in places.
You're not
only
really,
in places.
You're not really paying it for. They may get $50 a day or something for to do this shit.
And then it's hard to find poll workers because you're intimidating them, right?
Yeah.
Sending people in to watch over them, stand over them, right? Armed people going into the.
You know what I'm saying? It's suppression. You got somebody at the house.
Oh, wait a minute.
Be like, man, I'm not finna go up here fool the ignorant white folk because I don't feel like all that.
But we forgot about gerrymandering, right?
Change the line.
Right. They doing that right now in Mississippi. Trying to redistrict. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And see, what ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't realize is when they change the district lines, right? Certain blocks have higher voting power than other blocks, which makes their voices in state legislatures carry more than other places. You see what I'm saying? They systematically stripping us of power. And they doing it in a way that's quiet, but they use loud distractions. Critical race theory, right? This Mr. Potato Head having an agenda or not having, well, you know, all the kind of
the brown M&M, her shoes too sexy.
That's all I'm saying, man. It's classic misdirection, right? Here we go. Look over here. While I do this over here,
we gotta start. Education starts in the home. And we gotta teach our kids the truth.
But that's gotta start at an early age. If you try to wait till they get in high school and start teaching, they behind.
We gotta teach them the truth because they are trying to hide true history. They say we teaching them how to hate. Teaching our children how to hate and be angry. They want us to get over. Say get over. How can you get over that? You can't. How can you get over slavery and Jim Crow when you constantly, things are being thrown in our face now to remind us of what was going on back then? Not gonna forget it.
And then, when did history ever become a thing about making people feel better? History is not meant to make you feel better. History is meant to make you learn and be prepared in case certain situations appear again in the future, so you can do things better than the generation before you. History ain't supposed to make you feel good.
Cause I watch certain things, I be pissed off. It was supposed to get history gets a reaction out of you.
It's facts. It's just all it is. History is facts. What happened? What didn't happen? It's about facts and narrative. What does the narrative say?
You're not gonna stop a real good teacher from relaying information.
Nope.
Mr. Governor, our state is at the bottom of the nation in education.
In education.
We at the doggone bottom.
And you worried
and
about
you worry about some you that's worry about somebody feeling bad because we telling them with some people they may be relative. Some of them probably relative did back in the day. It's the truth.
And you're trying to stop people from teaching something that we aren't teaching to begin with.
We ain't teaching nobody to hate nobody. We like, this will happen. This why it happened. This is what happened. This is why it happened. That's all we teaching. This happened then. This is why it happened. That's all.
Black History Month.
We ain't saying them folks, people, they're evil and they evil too. That might not even be the case. And go bust their damn head. Go do something. Go set something on fire. We not teaching people how to ride.
Although riding,
get your attention.
Is the language of the unheard. Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther
y'all
King.
Y'all saying y'all passing up, man. They pass laws and stuff. Man, I don't know, but you can't stop me from getting a group of kids together in an unsanctioned area and telling them about history as long as they're not in school building. Pass your law. Pass your little funky-ass law. We still gonna tell them the truth. You can't stop me from telling my kids the truth. Can you? No, you cannot, Mr. Governor. Y'all sign your little law. Matter of fact, they signed it. The black Senate leaders of the state, they got us walked out of there. But see, I know what need to happen. Like, they had them parliament meetings in them other countries, and Joe get to talking stupid and crazy, you might get punched in the face.
What the hell are you talking about? Like,
some folk need to start getting punched in the face in these congressional hearings and these congressional meetings. Need to start getting punched in the face. Yes, I am an advocate for punching in the face. That's y'all problem.
That they don't get punched in the face.
That them don't get punched in the face a chick. That's their problem. That's their problem. So,
if more people got punched in the face, it'd be a lot less foolishness, is what you're saying.
Yep. Y'all be careful, man, because a lot of states passing. Well, I don't know, man. I'm pro Second Amendment anyway, so a lot of states passing permitting this carry. So, I'm for people need to go get concealed carry permit.
I'm for guns, but I'm for responsible.
Right. Me too.
Guns. I don't think you should just have a bunch of people roaming the streets carrying weapons all willy-nilly like they want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That can be catastrophic.
Well, we got most of the serious stuff out of the way. Mm-mm-mm. I think we about to get a little silly in this next segment, so let's stay tuned. Ah, back.
Oh,
with the first dose of my favorite segment, animal news. Put it on there. First segment, animal news. My favorite segment, silly animal news. Man. So, you do something to one of my homies, we got to do what? We got to retaliate.
We're coming for you.
So, Tuesday, December 2021, that's when this article was written. Monk is blamed for hundreds of puppy deaths captured in India. They said villagers claim animals were carrying out revenge killings after dog killed infant monkey. They arrested two of the monkeys that allegedly killed hundreds.
You're not about to gloss over the fact that you just said they arrested monkeys. You just not finna keep rolling through that.
Man, the monkeys.
I'm not gonna tolerate dogs, it. And you shouldn't tolerate it, ladies.
Dogs killed an infant monkey. Allegedly.
Allegedly killed a monkey.
They said two monkeys that allegedly killed hundreds of puppies in the Indian state. I can't pronounce it. It's Maharashtra.
Let me see that, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maharashtra.
Maharashtra.
That's what I said, man.
Ah, Maharashtra.
That's
my thing. That's Maharashtra. What, man? Man, because I can speak Indian better than you.
The Langur monkeys reported that the Langur monkeys, after they witnessed them engaged in what seemed to be targeted killings of neighborhood puppies, they said by snatching them and taking them up to deadly heights. It said that they would take the puppies
to deadly heights and dropped. They said they were dropping the puppies off the buildings to their deaths.
Yeah. I mean, how else would you kill puppies?
Oh,
it's the best puppy killing method.
They said they were carrying out revenge killings after the dogs had killed an infant monkey. Mm-hmm. They say in the last 2 to 3 months, there have been incidents where the langurs roaming in the area will catch puppies, take them to a place with considerable height, and throw them from there. They say at least 250 dogs allegedly have been killed so far. They said they left puppies on roofs and trees where they would die from lack of food and water.
Wow, they starved the puppies.
They said they would be thrown down and killed.
So wait,
they said,
hold on, back up. So what I want to know is, how did the investigation of these monkeys go? You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Do you
walk up to the monkey and put handcuffs on the monkey? Do you fingerprint monkeys? Is there a monkey murderer database that they go by, like repeat offender monkeys? I'm just trying to figure out how, you know, because they got allegedly, they arrested the monkey. I just want to know how the whole investigation, like, I want to see them sit down at a table questioning the monkey.
I believe this.
It's like First 48.
I believe this.
What would you even call First 48 for monkeys? Look at him. Look at him. Tongue tied. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm not.
I think his throat's dry.
First 48 for monkeys would be called First Prime Apes.
First Prime Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
That's actually not bad.
I see.
That's not bad at all.
You ain't stopping me. What you mean?
That's actually not bad.
This allegedly happened.
Allegedly.
And I believe it.
You believe it.
Because I be seeing video where they jumping for Kosh, that's the sandwich out the hand.
Oh, okay. And that's the same as dragging a dog up a building and dropping them. Or dragging a dog up a building, getting them stuck, and letting them starve to death.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It ain't the monkey fault.
Randomly
it ain't the monkey fault that the damn dog can't. The dogs cannot climb trees. Not the monkey fault.
It's not.
You shouldn't be fucking with the monkey's family. That's mob.
But what I'm trying to understand, they're killing innocent dogs that had no. That had nothing to do with the death of their
infant. Hey, man. This,
and that's okay with you.
This is a first instance.
Yes.
Of
Monkey Retaliation.
What the name of that damn movie?
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
Yes. This shit happened.
Planet of the Apes. It's coming. Happened. They taking the dogs out because the dogs were protecting.
I got some more silly news.
Right.
I ain't trying to cut y'all.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
But you did cut.
Yeah, because they said
the rudest.
That's what they say that the monkey put that door closed. They said the monkeys they killed the little baby monkey.
I got you. You said the dog killed the monkey.
Yeah,
baby
and the monkey said, "Oh no, nah, motherfucker, we gonna get you back." Everybody get it.
It's all y'all fault.
ABK. Anybody killed him. That's what they said. Anybody kill him? So more crazy news. I saw this video. You know, they try to do artificial intelligence. You be seeing the video about the little
phone.
Listen, man. This shit finna be like, this shit finna be either iRobot or Skynet.
Yep. Yep. Watch too many movies.
Skynet, man.
Yeah, artificial intelligence should always go wrong.
So, they got a robot. The man was. The robot was reacted to the guy putting his finger in his face. And the robot would have facial expression with dude putting the finger in the robot face. The robot, he was moving the head and everything. And the robot looked just like one of those robots on iRobot. Just like one of them. But. This is what happened. The man the robot would move, frowned up. And the last time the dude put his finger in the robot's face, he just grabbed his hand and moved the hand. The robot grabbed the hand, moved the hand out the way. I immediately became
terrified.
Worried.
Yeah.
I was worried.
Yes. I don't want to be a human battery.
I saw we get silly right now. I saw another picture. China. Mm-hmm. A picture that seems to be that they're trying to extract the DNA from fossils.
So now we got to deal with iRobot, Terminator, and Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Man, I'm through with this, man. Man, what is wrong with people? Don't they watch movies?
I saw another picture.
I believe you.
I saw another picture. I be reading little stuff over. I should have sent it on over to Clara.
Listen.
They got some frozen bodies. The research said in a few years they're gonna try to bring these bodies,
reanimate them,
back to life.
You see, ladies and gentlemen,
the only somebody I know that could raise the dead that I know that raised the dead. Give sight to the blind, heal the sick instantly, was my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to push nothing on nobody, but that's what I believe. Jesus ain't tell us we were going to be Lazarus.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have just heard and what you should understand about this is that be pleasing is what you would call
paranoid,
a QAnon investigator,
not
without the Q. Okay, he would have been perfect as a QAnon recruit,
man.
But
the folk, Skynet and iRobot is real.
Or it could be.
This shit real. I'm gonna find this. They communicate that without space. I'm finna tell you about this doggone. Hold on. Wait a minute. See, y'all take me for a joke out there in flaw logic land. Flawed logic land. All right. While mapping radio waves across the universe, astronomers happen upon a celestial object releasing giant bursts of energy. It is unlike anything they've ever seen before. They started the spinning space object. They spotted it in 2018, beamed out radiation 3 times per hour. Mm-hmm. They think it might be remnants of a collapsed star. Or is it a collapsed star?
See.
Or could it be something out there?
I believe.
Leave it alone. Leave whatever there is the hell alone.
And then when Independence Day happens, and they just
watch too many movies, man. But you talking about me?
You just said that iRobot and Terminator all together.
But the damn robot is grabbing four hands, slapping their hands.
Well, how do we know that that's not Independence Day happening all over again?
That's what I'm saying. That's why we need to why are we trying to gain contact?
All fiction is based on some part of fact.
You believe there is other living beings out there?
It stands to reason that the law of averages, right? If we have different planets, that there will be life somewhere else. Otherwise, why make
I'm not just talking about bacteria, because bacteria is well.
No, I'm talking about.
I'm talking about some
that
shit.
That has to be
something that is more advanced than we are.
Life out there in the universe. I just believe it is. It's got to be. Not do I?
One of Elon Musk's rockets been floating around out there in space. They say it's about to crash into the moon in about maybe, I think, 3 years.
Oh, okay.
But see, I don't need that to happen. What if they finna send something back to the moon, try to go see what's on the dark side of the moon?
Oh, okay. So you
need Sentinel Prime alone.
The Transformers on the dark side of the moon.
Yes. Leave Sentinel Prime alone.
So you think the creators of Transformers...
Listeners, I'm not... Listeners.
New.
Listeners.
We have really gone off the deep end.
It is a reason that stuff should be left the hell alone.
We are really floating on the edge here.
It's too much. We too nosy. Certain stuff need to be left alone. Leave them radio wave. Don't try to find out who's sending you stuff and try to lure you to them.
Lure us to them.
Yes.
And do what exactly?
Ain't no telling.
So are you the butt probe? Yeah. If I were to search your dresser, would I find a aluminum foil hat?
No.
No. You don't have one of those.
Not yet.
Because you don't want them sending signals into your brain and aluminum.
Not yet. I'm not off the rocket yet.
You sure?
Because we probably already receiving those signals because these cell phones that we've been having for years.
You know, you're a rabbit hole guy. Like, you go deep in the rabbit hole.
I tell you.
Yeah.
We've been getting these signals, man.
Well, you are on your cell phone more than I am.
No.
Because you are a rabbit hole searcher.
I see something, I go research it. I saw the video of this damn robot.
What do you usually watch those videos? On your what?
Computer. You're not about to pay me as a kook, son. Just tell you.
You gonna lie to my face?
Listeners. The phones are called smart phones.
The man stays in his phone.
Do you understand?
You stay in your phone.
I'm reading and looking at things. Okay?
On the phone.
I'm not TikToking or Snapchatting.
Are those on your phone? Are those apps on your
But
phone?
The phone no, is I'm not. They're on my phone.
You do have an app
but
on your
I
phone
do
for
use
TikTok.
My computers. I do not have TikTok.
You don't have
my
TikTok
phone.
On your phone.
TikTok is for children.
So you don't watch TikTok videos?
Finna get on TikTok and talk about that. I have watched TikTok videos that were sent to me.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have TikTok on my phone.
Oh. Snapchat?
Got that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you between the ages of 30, I'm going to get the 25-year-old date. 30.
You gonna leave 25-year-olds with your TikTok generation?
Yeah, they young. They young.
What?
30. Listen, 30. If you tell 30, from 30 up, TikToking is creepy. Very creepy. Creepy.
I feel like if you graduated from college already, TikTok.
You look like what the name of. Madea Family Reunion, that movie,
mm-hmm.
When Uncle Joe then made that girl reach deep down in that cooler.
Uh-huh.
Deep down in there.
Talking about the creeper.
Baby, reach down there, get Uncle Joe something to drink it deeper.
You talking about the creeper, baby?
That's what I think of you as.
A creeper.
A creeper. People, these things are, I think they're real. Be careful what you subscribe to. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you something else I get sick of. The new financial advisor. Every day somebody send me a free request. And so I so have to accept the free request.
And then they start sending,
me a little bunch of messages talking about what's your cash app? I'm giving away money today. Mm-hmm. No, you're not finna hack my bank account, okay? You're not finna hack my bank account. But you have naked on your picture.
Mm-hmm. That's
the rule again. Yeah, and then you're a financial advisor. No, baby, you're a stripper. Nothing against them.
Who is them?
Okay. Nothing against adult entertainers. Nothing
okay.
Nothing against them. Nothing against them. But you and I finna finesse me out of nothing. We didn't do sports, but we gotta talk about COVID kids.
Well, we got beating COVID.
No, we not. We leave COVID kids alone.
I'm once again, COVID burnout.
I went to my first NFL game.
And how did that turn out?
Had fun.
Yes.
Come back.
And give it to us.
Monday.
And
little itchy throat.
And
Omicron.
So the Tennessee Titans gave you Omicron. Come on, say it with me.
No.
Say it with me.
No.
Say it with me.
No.
Your NFL team
gave
you
they didn't.
Omicron. Come on, buddy. You can
got Omicron, man. A little scratchy throat.
From
being around people that were positive.
What kind of people? Say with me, tons of fans.
No, random people.
random
people.
Titan fans.
I was fully masked the full time. It could have been a numerous amount of places.
So you're saying that the Titans
mask. That I was wearing was not sufficient enough to block.
So you discovered a new variant.
No.
At the Titan Stadium.
No.
That's what you didn't happen there.
But I had a good time.
Uh-huh.
And I was not. I was not.
While discovering the new variant. At the Titans.
You interrupted me, man. It didn't happen.
I just want clarification for our listeners.
I would tell you what I am not going to do again. I was on Facebook talking noise at everybody. Oh, mm-hmm. I was meddling everybody about their team. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your team suck.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly a Cowboy fan. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I just found joy in their demise. I'm going to tell you another team I hate. I can't stand the Indianapolis Colts. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you what I would not do anymore. I would not invest so much emotions in something that I do not have control over ever again. Oh, man, we lost. I was disappointed. Man, I had hung my dog on tighten up flag up. I had the sweat on. I had the Henry jersey on. I had my sweater cap on. I had the big chain with the tight emblem on it. I will not invest that much emotion into that ever again. I was disappointed. I don't think I ever been that disappointed about a damn game ever in my life until then. We had the game. Well, our coach got cute. Ryan Tannehill did what Ryan Tannehill normally do. Throw a damn interception. We need a quarterback. We need to get Deshaun Watson in there. And we need to assign him. If he want a different masseuse, we need to assign him 5 different massage therapist. If he wants something different each day, you got five. That's Monday through Friday.
I really don't think.
You don't need 17. We need Deshaun Watson. We need to say, look, man, we want you here.
Hey,
let me
cancel. I don't know, but
you want me to stop there?
Yeah, you're sounding
a little creepy.
Like, yeah.
We just need to. Yeah, we need to tell him he can't have 30.
You're talking about hiring masseuses for him to rub on.
No, that he can't touch him. Somebody got to be standing there to make sure he doesn't allegedly touched him.
All
right. Deshaun Watson would be a perfect fit with us.
How?
Man, he'd be perfect fit with us. I'm finna get off of Tennessee because sound obsessed.
Yeah, he would like not enjoy Nashville.
He would. Yeah, because it's not Houston. It was too much to do in Houston. That's why he got in trouble. You need to go somewhere where there's not enough. Man, it's a lot to do in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, really.
And it's the bachelorette party.
The only other place that he could probably go that nothing to do is Minnesota.
Damn, Denver.
No, a lot to do in Denver. I've been to Denver.
Okay.
Denver straight.
Man, definitely doesn't need to go to Miami.
No, I don't need to go to Miami. He don't need to go to Atlanta.
Maybe he can go to Green Bay after Aaron Rodgers leave.
Green Bay.
Yeah, but I don't think he enjoy the cold weather.
He'll have an awesome offensive line. Hmm. He don't need to go nowhere in Florida.
No. Well, if Brady hang it up, Tampa Bay.
He don't need to go to Florida. Mm-hmm. He don't need to go to Florida at all.
And we just drafted the quarterback. We take
it. Yeah, he'd be safe in San Francisco.
Yeah. And we win. I'm
trying to see.
Like a lot.
He don't need to go to New York.
Mm. I don't know. But I do know.
He can go can't go to Kansas City. They got something.
He
don't need to go to Dallas. They ain't gonna fool with him, man.
Nah, he just paid Dak way too much money.
He might be all right in New Orleans. They ain't got nothing but Bourbon Street, really.
No, it's the other street that's really the one for locals. Where Groove usually is.
Nah, Brady's contemplate retirement.
I think it's smart, man. I mean, how long do you technically want to play, and how much of your kids' lives do you really want to miss? You know, like, I mean, what is there for you to do? Nothing.
You've done everything. It would never be another 7-ring quarterback getter ever again.
Ever. You proved your point. You left New England, you went right to Tampa Bay and won the Super Bowl. I mean, what else you want to prove? You proved that you don't need Belichick. You proved that, you know, it's you, that you can elevate any team you own. You know, you own all the passing records now.
Mm-hmm.
Most wins, let it go. Let it go, man.
Man,
go
that, on. Man,
you
that,
got
man.
A supermodel wife. Right?
This, man, let me tell you something.
Go home.
It's gonna be hard for him to just go to normal. He ain't never really just been normal.
I get that.
And
I get that.
You see what I'm saying? He can still play.
He can't. I mean, he led the league and,
you know what I'm saying,
passed a touchdown.
We don't know, man.
Completion.
We don't know.
Right.
But
should have won.
There's some good football on, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last
few weeks.
The last week was better than the wild card, right? The divisional round was much better. Every game came down to one score. You know, we took care of those
kickers
Packers.
Kickers making their money. Finally.
Oh, yeah. In the frozen tundra.
Kickers making their money.
We love you, Robbie. Okay. All right. My Niners, man.
But
see, we playing with house money. Nobody expected us to be here, but they should. Because we still playing with the same Super Bowl team from 2 years ago. Right? We were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So I don't understand why people don't realize we're good. Predictions. Right?
I'm gonna take the Chiefs.
You're gonna take Chiefs over Bengals.
And I'm going to I'm gonna roll with the 49ers.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. We need them haters.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Gonna be a high scoring game.
Okay. Of course. Right? It's gonna be
38-41.
38-41. Okay.
San Francisco Rams game gonna be a low scoring game.
Okay.
I'm gonna do 17-21.
I like it. I like it.
Those are my picks.
I think I'm gonna rock with Burrow on this one, man. Burrow and the crew. And then of course I'm going with my Niners, right? Niners even game, let's say 27-21, and high scoring with the other game, I go with you, 41-38. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Those are our picks, and we back.
We in the groove, right? A little shaky this episode, right? But we'll get the mojo back completely. Glad to be back with you all. Okay. Continue to tune in.